Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Johnson & Johnson held a news conference about the breaking news this morning that it is pausing the use of its shots because of concerns they might cause blood clots. Officials at the news conference were asked how long a pause. They say likely just a matter of days. Here's Dr. Janet Woodcock, acting CDC director, on the six cases of clots.
Right now, I'd like to stress these events appear to be extremely rare. However, COVID-19 vaccine safety is a top priority for the federal government, and we take all reports of adverse events following vaccination very seriously.
So what might be causing these blood clots? One official says an immune response, which occurs only very rarely. They emphasize there are no similar issues with the Pfizer or Moderna shots. A lot of reaction to tell you about. The White House says this will not have a significant impact on our vaccination plan. The Johnson & Johnson shot makes up less than 5% of U.S. vaccines, and the U.S. has secured enough Pfizer and Moderna doses for 300 million Americans. Locally, State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says out of an abundance of caution, New York is, yes, immediately pausing the use of the vaccine statewide. All appointments for the J&J vaccines today at New York State's mass vaccination sites will be honored with the Pfizer vaccine. New Jersey also pausing the J&J shots and working on rescheduling appointments. CVS and Walgreens also pausing. Johnson & Johnson also delaying the rollout of the vaccine in Europe. 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern now on the concern the J&J shot could lead to blood clots, as we say, half a dozen cases among the more than 6.8 million doses administered.
Six women developed the clots within 2 weeks of getting the vaccine. One person died, another is critical. Dr. Ray Panettiere teaches medicine at the Rutgers Robert Woods Johnson Medical Center. He was involved in the vaccine's trials.
The fact that it's happened in multiple people is concerning, but if we look at the total risk, it is vanishingly small.
He notes that there's a similar problem with the AstraZeneca vaccine, which European regulators put on hold, and he says there may be a link. Both the J&J vaccine and AstraZeneca's use a viral delivery system, which is different than the Pfizer and Moderna shots. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Well, despite the J&J setback, as we race to get everybody vaccinated, two corona mutations have spread across the five boroughs. The city health department says the variants identified in the city and in the UK have taken over the bulk of corona cases, now accounting for 3 out of 4. The health department report says the mutations explain the recent plateau of cases in the city. Not COVID, but crimes, the big concern for subway riders these days, according to an MTA survey. Our Glenn Schuck now from the Times Square station.
As businesses and office buildings slowly reopen, the real question is, will riders return to the subways? The MTA continues to push for more cops on trains. They use this survey as an example. Of 33,000 riders questioned, 87% are saying crime and harassment a major issue, and they're more afraid of crime than COVID. New York City Transit President Sarah Feinberg says that message seems obvious.
They could not have been more clear. They said, we want the system to be safe from crime and harassment and safe from COVID. They now know it's safe from COVID. We need to make sure it's safe from crime and harassment.
And Carl says he's not necessarily afraid, but riding trains is a nightmare in the morning, in his words, and he's always looking over his shoulder.
His services are worth it, that's for sure. It's disgusting.
The MTA saying with increased police presence this summer, riders hopefully will return. We'll see. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, the Times Square station.
In Brooklyn, a pedestrian has been killed as an MTA bus swerved around a broken-down vehicle and hit a light pole on Utica Avenue in Crown Heights. That toppled over the pole and it killed 59-year-old Lance Margolin. He died at Kings County Hospital Saturday, 2 days after he was struck. The bus driver has not been charged. The accident is still being investigated. In reopening news here at home, the city's summer school and summer camp programs are being rolled into one this summer.
A full summer of programming for kids just so they have an opportunity to do something great, to continue to make progress, to come back from all the challenges that they've had in the last year. This is the model for the future. And what we're going to do in the summer of 2021 will become the model going forward for New York City.
The program is called Summer Rising, open to kids who fell behind this year and also for kids just looking to have a little summer fun. Schools Chancellor Misha Porter says it'll be a holistic experience, combining the power of academics with social enrichment programming. Rolling the two programs into one, by the way, will not affect the Summer Youth Employment Program for teenagers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!